The NFL owners' meetings have concluded in Orlando, Florida, and there were several proposals up for discussion. Here's a look at some of the items that were either passed, tabled, or voted down by the owners, plus reaction from Steelers president Art Rooney II. The owners voted to extend the uprights an additional 5 feet to help officials make the correct call on field goal attempts. Also, officials can now use replay review to rule on the recovery of a loose ball in the field of play. Rooney says he was in favor of this change because last season in Green Bay, Ryan Clark recovered the ball after Steve McClendon blocked a field goal attempt, only to have a possession awarded to the Packers because of an illegal touching call on Ziggy Hood. Head coach Mike Tomlin tried to challenge the ruling, but he was told it was not reviewable. That, of course, will change in 2014. Rooney said while other proposals involving instant replay were not adopted, it was a hot topic at these meetings.
I think that there's a desire to look at technology and see if we can get more help with technology. I think a lot of the coaches would like to see more reviewable plays.
But
our point is we don't really mind having more plays be reviewable. We just don't want more replays. So that's going to be the trick is to figure out how to make that work.
Owners did vote down a proposal that would have made every play challengeable by coaches, and they also said no to moving kickoffs from the 35-yard line to the 40. Modifying the extra point was tabled, but the owners did agree to experiment during the first two preseason games by having players attempt kicks from the 20-yard line.
It's an experiment. We'll see how it goes. It wasn't exactly what we would have been hoping for. I made the suggestion that maybe we do Mike Tomlin's proposal, it's fine to experiment.
Several roster items as well as eliminating overtime in the preseason were tabled, and make sure you join us on Steelers.com Live at 4 on Thursday for more reaction from the owners' meetings as well as an update on the Steelers free agency situation. For Steelers.com, I'm Missy Matthews.